going to get connected up here shortly, but if you have something that you'd like to share with everybody, this is our time to kind of welcome you to do that. A testimony, a way that God is moving in your life, a prayer request that we could lift up for you. Come on up now. Good morning, everybody. I see a couple people are logging in here and connecting. Thanks for joining us. Anybody have anything they want to share? You know, Jim, I'll start, and I shared this with David in between the services, but I was just overwhelmed with the statement that you made, which is so true, in that there is no possibility for Christian division. I want you to think about that statement. It's a powerful statement. And for those of us that are Christians, if we work with someone that we may disagree, or we cross paths with our neighbor, or, you know, we're serving in a capacity where we disagree with someone, if they're a Christian, if we're both children of God, that division doesn't exist. That division can't exist. Our unity in Christ should transcend and supersede any division, any disagreement that we have. And this world is full of disagreements. If you're involved in one of those disagreements with another Christian, I would implore you to consider what we are diving into here in 1 Corinthians. That division does not exist. It cannot exist. That's exactly what the 1 Corinthian church was struggling with. I'm going to pray for our leaders. I'm going to pray for our Christian brothers and sisters who are serving in leadership roles in the Senate, in the House of Representatives, in our city councils, in our school districts, in our hospital administrations, in any place where two Christians may see differently, that they would be united, that they would figure this out. And shame on us where we have criticized another Christian or brother or sister, just because we disagreed over how to solve a problem. Because that's what we're dealing with as a nation, right? That we would see this surge of Christian unity amongst our churches and our brothers and sisters. That we've got something that is so much more powerful, that supersedes any division that we have, that division doesn't exist anymore. I'm so inspired to pray and to lift those people up and to reach out to them, perhaps. I might be just the guy to compel them to reach across that aisle for the sake of Christ's glory, to start solving problems in Christian unity. Thank you, Jim. That is so inspirational, so powerful.
Beth, this paper is pretty cool. down here where it says John 14:16, that's like a super truth that you find when you know Jesus. That was a way that I know that I have found Jesus in that walk that I never knew. All growing up, I grew up in this church. But when you can lay your head down at night and you have that peace, when you can go about your week and you have bumps in the road that everybody has and that this life throws at you, and you just have peace, Praise God. God is good. So, thanks, guys. Thanks for your leadership, too. We can't say thank you enough, just like we'll never be able to thank God enough, but we need it. We need it. Thank you.
Brought that up about the comforter. When we think of comfort, we think of a nice soft chair and something that's easy to sit on. But the comforter that they're talking about there is something else. A companion is someone that goes along with you. A comrade is someone that goes along with you also. And you used to be, and I think it came from companus, which means together with bread. So it means come. And to come along, what do you do? You put a come along and you bring things together. The comforter that they're talking about in the scriptures comes from come forte. In other words, together with strength, forte. That's where we get the word fort from. So it's not, let's pat him on the back. No. He strengthens you. The Holy Spirit strengthens you. You can be the strongest guy in the world, but in the long run, the Bible says the arm of flesh will fail. Ask me, I know. You could be the weakest person in the congregation and be the strongest in spirit. So get in the word, like Beth says, and know the word. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
We love seeing everybody's names up here on our screen, but I think we've developed a culture to not share our video. So who's going to be the brave soul online to show us your smiling face this morning? We want to connect with you. We appreciate you logging in, but there she is. It's Crystal, of course. It's okay. No matter what you're dressed like, it's all right. We'd love to see you. Thank you.